Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hooks, please tell everyone how Profile This is played.
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Devin, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon. We have Seriously, where you guess the petty conflict that led to violence. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go with Seriously.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, we go to Davenport, Florida, where our routine Sunday at the McDonald's there escalated into a dangerous situation involving a gun after an argument over something. Now, the incident began when the restaurant started getting slammed with orders and culminated in three arrests, one injury, and all of those involved being charged. Now, what started as a drive-through disagreement quickly turned into a face-to-face violence. The men involved, they came into the restaurant and threatened violence. Quote, one of them mentioned, I got a switch. I got a 30 clip. So in response, and a McDonald's employee, Juan Soto, he pulled out his own gun. Well, the employee, that's Soto, he aimed his firearm at the two men who threatened him, ultimately firing and striking one of them, identified as Mr. Peter Story, shot him in the neck. Now, after the shot, Soto fled the scene, taking his gun and the shell casing. The Polk County Sheriff's Office later charged Soto with tampering with evidence, which is a felony. Now, the two men involved, Nicholas Jones and Peter Story, they were charged with trespass after warning and disorderly conduct. Both have since bonded out. The question is, what very important thing led to one of them getting shot in the neck at a McDonald's? Was it the wrong order? Was it cold food? Was it too busy to take orders? Or finally, no dipping sauce? So the wrong order, cold food, too busy to take orders, or no dipping sauce?
Did you say Juan Soto?
What's that?
The MLB player? Did you say Juan Soto?
I think this guy's name is Juan Soto as
His
well.
His name is Juan Soto. Yeah, crazy. That is the McDonald's employee, yes.
And you said it is a McDonald's.
It was a McDonald's, yes.
I love their sweet and sour sauce.
I know you do.
I think this is all about sauce.
Sauce.
Dipping sauce.
You got nuggets. There's no sauce. It's like a circle of hell.
What Ted is saying is that he'd shoot a man in the neck if he doesn't get
for
a sweet and sour
sauce. The proper
sauce.
Amount. If I get a 20-piece nugget, I need at least four.
Four, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah, one sauce for every five nuggets.
Yeah.
My bad, I judged you quickly.
Glad you learned.
Miles, what do you think?
I think that'll work it out if it's wrong order or cold food. I'm going to say too busy. They didn't take their order at all.
That's kind of what I was leaning towards. I'll take cold.
Cold food?
Cold food.
Cold food, yeah.
What was this disagreement all about? The wrong order, cold food, too busy to take an order, or no dipping sauce? We will find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Botchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Category is seriously on profile. This Florida McDonald's ends up with an employee pulling a gun on a customer, shooting him in the neck.
Yeah.
Fired a shot at a man over what? The wrong order, cold food. They were too busy to take orders, or they had no dipping sauce.
And Devin, that is the question that we asked you. Let us start with the Ted Smith.
You went with
the dipping sauce. It was not the dipping sauce. I'm not saying you're not warranted shooting a man in the neck because you did not get four sweet and sours for your 20-piece
nugget order.
Yeah. But that is not why this man got shot. Devin, you said the food was cold. It was not because the food was cold. And finally, Miles Montgomery, you said they were just too busy to even take orders.
Oh!
That is exactly.
Use the app!
The guy told him, so they're in the drive-thru. They were getting slammed. The guy said, hey, man, sorry, right now we're just not taking orders. Doesn't mean we're not going to take orders.
Right.
Those guys didn't want to hear it. Rolled into the restaurant and got shot in the neck.
Damn.
For McDonald's.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. That's a I've been in Texas over the weekend scream.
My voice is struggling. I don't even know if I can get up there right now. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmy,
Tyler Kimmel,
Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, or Ted Smith?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
A new study shows that 54% of adults think they should have their own Halloween night and a chance to celebrate Halloween without involving kids. The study brought to you by the Trojan Company.
Ted Smith.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you dressed like a nurse tonight? Okay.
Amazon Web Services was hit by a massive outage that brought down major apps and websites like Fortnite, Snapchat, and Facebook. Everyone under 20 was like, not Fortnite. Everyone under 30 was like, not Snapchat. And everyone over 40 was like, not Facebook.
Foul.
That's foul.
Amazon Web Services was hit by a massive outage that brought down major apps and websites like Fortnite, Snapchat, and Facebook. Yep. Everyone under 20 was like, not Fortnite. Everyone under 30 was like, not Snapchat. And everyone over 40 was like, not Facebook.
The mayor of a town in South Carolina caught a loose spider monkey by enticing it with a hot cup of coffee. Wow. Imagine living in a town with so many loose spider monkeys that you know how they take their coffee.
I'll say Fallon again.
Fallon.
Myers.
The mayor of a town in South Carolina recently caught a loose spider monkey by enticing it with a hot cup of coffee. Wow, imagine living in a town with so many loose spider monkeys that you know how they take their coffee.
A group of thieves broke into the Louvre. Louvre?
Louvre. Ignore the R, bro.
All right. A group of thieves broke into the Louvre and stole priceless Napoleonic-era jewels and a seven-minute daytime heist. It's not good when the deodorant at CVS has better security than the Louvre. Foul.
Go back.
That's foul.
A group of thieves broke into the Louvre and stole priceless Napoleon-era jewels in a seven-minute daytime heist. It's not good when the deodorant at CVS has better security than the Louvre.
He's not kidding. I was in there this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want anything, you got to press the button.
Razors, deodorant.
You might as well just grab an employee and go, can we walk around together?
Right.
I mean, right when you walk in, can I just get a personal shopping assistant? Because everything I'm going to need is not where I can grab it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I've definitely been in a grocery store with, like, the flu or cold, like, all stuffed up. And just standing there, you press the button, nobody shows, and just like the guy's like, do you need help? It's like, oh, I don't need the cold medicine, man. I'm like, I'm dying here.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. 45 minutes today. 45 minutes to CVS.
Thanks, meth heads. Obviously, the big story going around Seattle would be last night, one of the biggest. Sorry, Mike. I got to talk about it, all right? First of all, I hate to say this because people in Seattle are so sick and tired of the Mariners not making a World Series, but it was an amazing season.
It was
a crazy run. I mean, look, as you know, I wasn't here, right? I was in Austin, Texas on Friday, right? And we were going to run out to the track to watch, not important, but it's the F1, it's a weekend long.
Yeah.
But that game was coming on, right? And I took a nap after my red eye. I meet my buddies at a bar. And by the end of that evening, right, you go into all that extra innings and stuff. I mean, we had a bar of 30 to 40 people cheering for the Mariners. It's not even a sports bar.
Right.
Like, to the point where they're like, hey, we are going to have a DJ later. And we're like, just keep it on that big screen. But, I mean, even those people were like, this is electric. You guys never been? Like, no, Mariners never been. We're going to do this and that. And
meanwhile, in Texas, they're reigning World Series champions.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then just, you know, even just like I was down there like Sunday after the race, and it's like, all right, we're going to go watch Game 6. That went bad.
Yes. Yes,
right?
It did.
And I mean, when they lost Game 6, I pretty much was like, ah, this is a wrap. But you keep the spirit going. And
yeah, dude, it's not done.
Shout out to Southwest Internet. I was watching the game on a plane. It just sucked.
Ooh, do they have assigned seating yet?
They do not.
Okay, because they kept saying they were going to do it.
When does that happen? Because their commercials are that we have assigned seating. Now, you were just on this plane this weekend.
It was still the group stuff, and you line up.
All right. How'd you do with your
seat? This is why I don't fly Southwest. It's too complicated for me. I'm stupid.
Well, here's the deal, Miles, is that it's really not. I found out this time it's not that hard if you're not, and I mean this for both of us. I generally don't show up to the gate till right before you have to.
Yeah.
So for a change, I was like, I'm going to get my ass there early and not just hang out in the bar. So then when you sit by, like, I was lucky I had group B.
Yeah.
So I still found, like, an aisle or a window.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's the whole thing. You got to line up.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. That's my issue.
But it was cool, and then you had the Seahawks playing as well. You know, just, Mike, I know you're super pissed off today, but that's got to be one of the bigger nights in Seattle sports history, having a Game 7.
Yeah, it was the greatest game that we have seen. It's the furthest that we've ever seen the Mariners go, yes. We have never made it to Game 7.
I know everyone's disappointed the Mariners didn't go, myself included. It kind of sucks, but and it doesn't matter the sport to me. I believe this to be true, and I've tried to explain this to my son when it comes to football. I said, look, man, the way I see things, you win or you don't. Mm-hmm. So no matter the sport, there's only one fan base that is happy.
Yeah.
Right? There's one.
Well, you can't have two number ones. That's 11. That don't make sense.
Well, also.
Right. So you didn't make it. You went as close as you can get, and it is bitterly disappointing. That's understood. But it's like, look, at the end of the season, there's only one fan base that has anything to celebrate, because losing the World Series to me, you might as well have not won a game all season.
It's worse.
You
worse.
Didn't
I
achieve worse. Your goal. So what?
That's what I'm saying. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You know, you're playing a team with a payroll that's mm-hmm. twice as much as yours if you make it to the World Series. You got a pitcher that hits three home runs and strikes out 10 people. It's already over. And I'm sorry. Like I wanted the Mariners to go. I've been rooting for them for 20 freaking years. But this particular season,
against that Dodgers team,
who've been to 5 in the last 8 years, with that kind of payroll, which is unheard of in baseball, it's almost not even fair. For any team.
And look, Dodgers fans were going nuts Fridays. They were playing too.
Sure.
And that was like the joke. We were like, well, it's a buzzsaw sitting there. But
somewhere in a parking lot, some kid picked up a baseball underneath a tire, and it was Ohtani's 468-foot smash. He didn't even know. He just thought someone was playing around the parking lot. Doing a pitch before the game.
I am with my... That's always the argument. Me and my brother have had it for years. Is it better to lose a close game or a blowout? I'd rather get blown out. You lose those close games, and it's like...
It's heartbreaking.
Right. It's like...
The blowout's easier to swallow.
No, because you've had more time to, like, you know when you're going to get blown out. Right. And you go, guys, this is where we're at, man.
I was saying it all over the place. You know, I said it at the beginning of the season and seasons before. Like, I just want another divisional title. I just want another banner that's hung up in that stadium.
We got that,
absolutely. But the problem is that they kept going. They kept doing well. They kept making me believe. And then when they took the 2-game lead here in the ALCS, 2-0, it was like, shoot, show me, guys.
Well, look,
if we had lost that series in game 6, that would have sucked. But you know what? Hey, we got another banner. Had a really great little stint there, but then all of a sudden Toronto showed up right.
There's a lot to look forward to.
We had 8 outs to go.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. It's how you look. It is.
I'm going to say they should not have pulled Wu.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's all. I agree.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel that way. I think Wu feels that way.
Yeah, Wu's going to tell you.
And Wu.
Well, also, when you get as deep as they had, and look, that bullpen did a great job in the playoffs, but it had been taxing, right? Like, you had already been through a few of these games.
They're exhausted.
I know Wu, at this point, he doesn't care. He'll rip that muscle apart. But also, it's like, there was a risk factor of, like, he could really, you know, mess up his whole, it's a tough thing, and nobody wants to hear it. It was a great season, but I think it's just more heartbreaking. I mean, even as heartbreaking is that second Super Bowl losses for the Seahawks, it's like, all right, it didn't start a dynasty, but there's some like...
But
well,
you had one.
You had one the year before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was also amazing to watch how quiet the Seahawks game got after that.
Oh, yeah.
People were kind of filing out. It wasn't the Seahawks. Had a pretty decent-sized lead. It is a late Monday night game. I think people were just emotionally spent.
Yeah.
Because you looked at that stadium, you're like, this is not loud. Right. They were talking about how loud it can be.
It was earlier.
It was earlier in the game.
It sounded like there was points of that game. And credit to Seahawks fans, the defense looked really good.
Jesus, man.
The offense, like, they tried to give that game away with some of those turnovers. But it did. There was periods where I was like, all right, that sounds like the way Lumen should, with the defense being dangerous, being fast, twitchy, and then people just going nuts.
I couldn't watch the Seahawks game because I was so just... My stomach was churning because of the loss from the Mariners. I turn on the Seahawks game, and all they could talk about is, look at this sad Mariners fan inside of the Seattle Stadium. Look at here's the score. Here's the replay of when Julio swung after one that he didn't hit. They just lost. Look at this sad fan over here. Like, I'm going to bed. I can't do it.
The crazy thing is I think for all the adults, if you've lived here your whole life, right? We've been here 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crushing. But also, that run was so exciting.
Huge.
There will be a whole generation of kids somewhere between 5 and 15 that now are baseball fans because they watched this run.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. So it is, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Also, the Seahawks are 5-2. The defense looks studly. They look really, really, really good. If there's hope for something, it's a really good Seahawks season.
Absolutely.
So at least that's on the horizon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I mean, the Hawks are getting it done.
I mean, it's not like we got to watch the frickin' Ravens. You want to talk about painful? You just want to stab yourself.
At this point, it's comedy.
Part of me just thinks, man, maybe that McDonald guy really knows what he's doing.
Somebody asked me, do you guys, as a Ravens fan, he goes, do you guys miss Mike McDonald? I was like, yes!
Yes. And 99 is a freaking beast.
Wait, look at the Seahawks defense and look at your defense.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike McDonald, for nothing.
Ooh. It is funny. It's the upside down world.
Oh, no.
The Ravens don't have a defense.
No, because we lost Mike McDonald.
Have you been checking out Chad Powers' new episode of that on tonight? You want to watch that?
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman's attempt at killing a cockroach ends up burning her apartment down. Meanwhile, a dog who escaped a crate at the airport spends the next 9 days just exploring around. Plane makes an emergency landing after banging on the cockpit door. A woman shares joys of the newborn baby, but wait, there's a whole lot more. And a lion jumps out of a transit truck in South Africa to presumably walk across the street and go home. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Top story. We go to South Korea, where pest control is a delicate process. A woman was forced to act when she found a cockroach in her home. Needing an option, she grabbed herself a can of spray and a lighter and attempted to use a homemade flamethrower to exterminate the insect.
You ever done that?
No.
I have.
Oh, God.
It's awesome.
I'm sure it is. Inside your house.
Do it right.
We used to do it with hairspray.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, the can of Lysol, whatever.
Anything, yeah.
Any kind of aerosol can.
I mean, Blade. I don't do it. It's dumb.
No, I'm saying you can, yeah.
We just, I don't know. That was like the thing. But like, yeah, we'd have to like sneak out and go somewhere. We're like, all right, let's try it. I don't think I've ever seen somebody do it in a home.
I mean, I have done it. I've made the flamethrower, but I haven't killed a bug doing it.
No, then what are you doing?
Just flamethrowing. I used to set my hand on fire at the auction.
On purpose?
When I was working at the detail shop, and we had lacquer thinner that we would use to get a lot of stuff off the windows and whatnot. You'd like chalk on the windows and whatnot. Yeah. We'd use that to get it off. Well, if I was bored, I'd have a glove on, and I'd dip my hands in lacquer thinner and then set it on fire. Whoa.
You ever do it with rubber cement when you were a kid?
No.
Yeah, that was our big thing.
Okay.
But you realize rubber cement burns off real quick.
Okay.
Real quick. Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I wish. Anyway, the lighter worked, but it also set her home on fire. What's more is the woman lived on the fourth floor of a shared building, posing an issue for her neighbors.
Oops.
Tragedy struck when her upstairs neighbors were forced to evacuate due to the smoke, passing their infant child to the neighbors in an adjoining building and climbing across themselves. Sadly, the father made it, but the mother did not. She didn't make the jump and took a fall. She was taken to the hospital where she would later pass from the injury. Authorities are now looking to charge the woman with causing death by negligence.
So she was trying to climb to the other building and slipped and fell.
Correct.
Jeez, man.
Because that was her only way out, because they were trapped by the smoke.
The other suggestion, to take your foot, put on a shoe, and stomp on the roach.
Right. And now
no one gets hurt.
Someone's dead.
Nothing's on fire.
Well right. done. In other news, up to Canada. We love Canada, where a local mother isn't what she claims. Her family and friends were all buzzing with excitement months ago when she announced that she was going to be having a baby. Throughout the pregnancy, she pulled all the usual new mom moves, sending ultrasound photos, videos of the new baby kicking, had a gender reveal, the nines.
Mm-hmm.
But excitement started to wane after the woman had the baby, but was apprehensive about people interacting with her. She'd send more photos as time went on, but nobody was allowed to hold her or even check on her while she was asleep. Nobody's actually seeing this baby, right?
Mm.
But Grandma eventually pulled rank and went into the baby's room to discover she wasn't real. She was just a realistic doll. Eventually, the whole story began to unravel about the woman's motherhood. She took to social media, where she had gained a small following of people enjoying her journey as well, to explain that all the members of her family were letting her have it. Nobody was letting her off the hook. Her family has gone so far as to say that they all feel duped and betrayed by the woman.
Because they were duped and betrayed by her.
Yeah.
You and don't that's, feel that's that feel, way. Yeah. That is exactly what
right.
happened. You might hear about her tomorrow on Who Sucks Less. I don't know.
I had a feeling as I was going through the story that we might hear
but
from
what
her.
Was the end result? There was no GoFundMe. There was no ask for gifts. Like, if you're going to give all
she
this stuff.
She got gifts. Like, she had a baby shower.
Yeah, people spent their money to buy her gifts.
What are you doing with all that crap? You got onesies.
It's about the attention that she received.
Okay, I know you get the, but that's the thing. Now the attention, well, you get a different kind of attention now. You also have boxes of infant diapers.
And her boyfriend was there like, yeah, I knew she was doing it. Like, why are you with this woman?
She told him that the baby was dead.
Yeah, she told him the baby had died.
Right.
Because he wasn't the boyfriend, he was the baby's father.
Daddy,
so they weren't still together.
Okay, gotcha.
But, like, anyway, he wants to know what's going on. She told, you know, through the whole pregnancy, this is what's going on. So that's the thing. He wasn't a part of this. Then he gets to know. Think about this. You think you're going to be a father. You're told you're a father. Then you're told your infant child dies, and that just has to be the most crushing thing on earth. Then it's like, it's like, that was never
pregnant. Didn't even exist.
Yeah.
Right. Get in.
And that's a thing. I've seen a handful of videos of people that are walking around with baby strollers and Bjorns and whatnot, and they just got realistic babies in there.
Which is and really
I've seen people walk around with strollers with dogs in there.
Dogs I would take, but the fake
I'm
ass baby.
I'm with dogs and like a cat, it's one thing, but you got a fake baby in there and you're like something's wrong with
that's
you.
That's to be something managed. Yeah.
Right, like children play with fake babies.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
And even they know it's not real.
Right. You're blocking something that you need to talk about at this point. But just in case the story's up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To BC, Canada. Better Canada. where new starts are earned. The Vancouver airport was left scrambling after a dog in their care escaped, an eight-month-old pup that was being transported from a South Korean shelter by a rescue organization. Little Tommy was his name, slipped out of his bonds and...
The dog?
Yeah.
Little Tommy.
Tommy, man. Slipped out of his bonds and took off for the surrounding area of the airport, not taking his chances with crews on the lookout for him. They had spent days trying to lure Tommy back into custody, and after 9 days with several cameras and traps, they were able to bring Tommy in. He's since finished his journey and looks to look forward to being adopted to his forever home.
Damn.
And now what I've all been dreading. Men's room sports. It's not the news I wanted to come to you with today, but the Mariners season has come to an official end after a heartbreaking loss in Game 7 of the ALCS. It is still the best season that the franchise has ever seen, and hopefully management sees the reception by the city and lights a fire to get us there next season. I wrote that when I was trying to feel optimistic. I don't. You got college football on ESPN and CBS Sports tonight. NBA basketball is back on NBC, and Kraken hockey is underway over on Amazon and Kong. Let's get excited. Okay. As far as your weather, you got mostly clear and a low of 43 tonight, leads to mostly clear and a high of 62 tomorrow. That's it for your headlines. I'm going home. Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this biatch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.